Hello there, welcome to episode 6 of Learning Magic with Ashton and Cam. Before we begin, we'd like to remind you to please support mtgcast.com by making a donation. My dad thought mtgcast.com had a Patreon page. He's so silly, they just have a donation feature on the website. Also, if you are looking to buy magic cards, you should do it through quietspeculation.com. Because they support mtgcast.com, and we are very grateful for their help. And now, without further ado, let's begin our podcast. I'm Ashlyn, and I have my dad with me, and his name is Cam. Today we will be learning about one of the most important rules in magic, the stack.
The stack. That's right. Today we're going to be learning about the stack. It's going to be great. We've also got some other things planned today. We're going to talk a little bit about the games of magic we've had with our decks that we built out of some of the cards that we bought lately.
Green and white and blue and black.
That's right. And those cards are mostly out from those decks are mostly made out of cards from Hour of Devastation.
Yeah.
The newest set, so we're really enjoying those. So my deck, what colours is my deck?
Green and white.
Green and
white. I keep winning with the blue and black.
Blue and black. That's right. Ashton's playing blue and black. I got green and white. It's not going very well so far, but tonight we are also going to open another pack of Hour of Devastation, and hopefully we both get some nice cards for our deck out of this pack. But without further ado, let's just dive straight into our topic for the evening. Ashton, the stack. You don't even know what the stack is, do you?
No.
No, you don't know what the stack is. Okay, so the stack is basically a lot of things happen in Magic when you're playing, right?
You mean a stack like a stack of lollies?
No, not like a stack of lollies. It is definitely not at all like a stack of lollies. You can't eat it, but it's probably much better for you than a stack of lollies. Basically, what the stack is the stack is the way that we organize cards when lots of spells are getting played at once at the same time. So, does that make any sense to you?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. So, the fastest cards in Magic are called instant cards, right? And you can cast instants even when it's not your turn, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So, but if you and your opponent both have instants, you need it, and you both cast instant at the same time, we need some kind of way to figure out whose thing happens first. Mm-hmm. Because whose things happen first? The thing that happens first can be quite important. The order that things happen really matters in Magic. So, to explain this phenomenon, I have assembled...
Phenomenon. Okay, let's cut this out.
Cut that out. Okay, I've assembled three cards. The first card we're going to start with, could you read to the listeners what this one is called? It has a slightly funny name,
You can read those three and I'll read that.
Yeah, you want to read all of that?
And you read that, and that.
All right, okay. So Ashton's going to read the flavor text on this card. But the card is Oreskos Swiftclaw. It is one and a white for a cat warrior, and it's a 3-1. So it's a very simple creature. No abilities, just a spider 3-1. But let's, you said you'd read that flavor text, so yeah. Read away.
Creature cat warrior. After the battle of...
Faragax. Bridge,
the champion spent many months among the
Leonin
of
Oreskos.
Oreskos, she found that they were quite
quick
to take
offense,
not because they were thin.
Thin-skinned,
but because they were always
eager
for a fight, the
Theriad.
Theriad.
Right, okay, so anyway, so all of that is just a story thing, it doesn't really affect the rules. All we need to know is that this card right here is a, and we're doing this on pen and paper readers, but hopefully we talk about it and we make it clear enough, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So hopefully we help. But anyway, this is a 3-1. It has 3 power and 1 toughness. And the really important number for this exercise, Ashlyn, is that the 1 toughness is very low.
Mm-hmm.
It can only take 1 point of damage. In fact, it can't even take 1 point of damage. If it takes 1 point of damage, it dies. Right. So, here I have... So imagine that this is your Otiscos Swiftclaw.
I mean Daddy.
Yes.
What's that again?
Power, toughness. It's how hard it can hit, and that's how much of a hit it can take.
If it had 4 hits, could it... If it had a 4, could it take 4 hits?
It could not take 4 hits. 4 hits would kill it. If it had a 4 would be enough to kill it, but it could take 3.
I see.
So if it had 2, if it was a 3-2, it could take 1, but 2 would kill it. If it was a 3-3, it could take 2, but 3 would kill it. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a 3-1, so
0,
it can take 0. It can handle 0 all day. But as soon as the number of damage goes above 0, it dies. So it's not a very good creature. It is cool because it's cheap and only costs 2, so it comes out really early, and it's got 3 attacks, so it can attack really aggressively. But it's perfect for our purposes. So next card. So you've got an Oreskos Swiftclaw, and I decide to cast Chandra's Pyrohelix. For its 2 mana, 1 in a red, for an instant card, so you can pang it out whenever you like. And it says what?
Chandra's...
Pyrohelix
deals 2 damage divided as you choose among 1 or 2 target creatures and or players. This one's for my mom, and this one's for me.
So that's interesting. One thing there, just there as a side, M-O-M, mom, that's how Americans, that's how they do mum. It's not their fault, they can't help it. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. What's really important about this card is that it deals 2 damage to target creature or player. Okay?
Excuse me, I'm getting confused. This one's for my mom, and this one's for me. I have no idea what it's trying to say. Is that one for the mom, that one for me?
That's right. Well, she's shooting 2... So in the story in this one, her mom gets killed, or she thinks her mom's dead or something, and she's attacking the people who she thinks killed her mom. So this fireball is revenge for her mom, and this fireball is just for her. Like, and she's throwing them at somebody, saying, you know, get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But anyway, 2 damage. So I'm going to point...
That is not too much.
But against a 1 toughness creature?
It'll kill it.
It'll kill it, right? Okay. Now, do you want your creature to die?
Yeah. Well,
Die along. Do you want your creature to die?
Sort of.
You're not supposed to want your creature to die, Ashlyn.
It's a useless creature. It's only a 3-1. Of course I want it to die.
That's the only creature you have, okay? Alright? I mean, I'm completely sorry, but there are no other creatures in play.
Excuse me, you just shaked your head.
Did I shake my head? And the podcast people can't see me. Is that right?
Hear me.
See, yeah, they can't see me. They can hear me. But they can't see me shake my head. Yeah, they can't hear me shake my head either. That's right. Correct. Okay. Anyway, let's pretend that you actually like him, and he's actually your best friend.
Well, fine.
And I'm shooting a fireball at your best friend, okay? There might be a way that you could save him. I present to you a card called Savage Surge. It's 1 and a green. It's an instant. And it says...
Target creature gets +2/+2 until end of turn. Untap the creature.
Cool. Hey, don't worry about that stuff. Okay. What?
Guess what? The funny thing is they all cost 2. Mm. 3 cards.
That's just a coincidence. It doesn't really matter. Okay. So now, what the stack is, Ashlyn, is the stack is the way that you organize the cards. So when we try to do these things at the same time, it's all about who casts their spell first. So what we do is you put the cards down in the order they were played. So let's say I shot my Chandra's Pyrohelix at your cat, okay? And then you said, no, I would like to protect my cat with the Savage Surge. So if you put the Savage Surge on the cat, how big would the cat be? So plus two, plus two.
The three would come a five, and the one would come a three.
Okay, so it'd be a 5-3. So how much is three toughness? That's the important number.
So it could take two.
It could take two, and it wouldn't die. And how much damage does Chandra's pyrohelix do?
Deal?
Two damage? Nice, two damage. Okay, cool. So, with that in mind, let's figure out how this works. So we know that if the Savage Surge can make the cat bigger, the cat won't die. So now, I put my thing on there, okay? You put your card on top of it, and now we have a stack of cards. These two cards are stacked up, right?
Oh, I see.
Okay, that's why it's called a stack.
But now, isn't a stack more than just two?
Oh, it could be. It could be. This is just a very simple example to teach you. But if we wanted to, we could have, like, I could cast another spell, and you could cast another spell, and you could cast another spell, and it's important to stack them up until we're all finished casting spells, because the stack tells us in what order are these spells going to happen. The way that the stack works is the last thing to happen, the last thing to go on the stack, is the first thing that happens. Okay?
I'm getting really confused.
Well, let's have a look. Let's look at the stack of cards right here. So the last thing to go on the stack was
Savage Surge.
Okay. So that's going to be the first thing to happen. Okay. So, Savage Surge. Let's take this off and make it happen. So this makes target creature get +2/+2. So that makes him a 5/3. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that happens. And now Chandra's Pyrolary Helix happens. And we get 2 damage. Mm-hmm. There. And that's not enough, is it? So that means that the person who cast this spell protected the cat. And that worked. Okay? Now, what happens if, say, you were attacking me, and you wanted to hit me for 5, so you cast your spell first, okay? And then I cast my spell. So now the stack is backwards, isn't it?
So
what happens first?
She's protecting him.
She's not protecting. I'm still shooting my fireball at him. But this spell happens first. So, what does this spell do?
2 damage.
2 damage. And how big is he?
A 3/1.
He's a 3/1. Does that kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Okay. Now, this spell is still here, but there's nothing for it to cast anymore, so it just dies, because it didn't happen in the right order. So that's the stack. Would you like me to explain this again?
No.
No? You think you understand?
Does everyone else want him to do it again? Oh, right. No one can answer.
Would you like to describe people? If I put the stack like this, could you describe it to everybody and tell them what's happening?
Well, the Surge. It's making the 3/1 into a 5/3.
And that's happening.
And it's protecting it, and it's a spell.
And that's happening
first.
And then Chandra's Pyrohelix deals
2.
And
that's not enough to kill it.
Perfect. So that's white way. And then we flip it around the other way. So we've got the stack happening the other way around. And we start with
the 3/1 dies.
The 3/1.
And the Savage Shug dies.
It's wasted. Because it's wasted because it doesn't happen in time, does it? No. But that's interesting, isn't it? Because in this scenario, where the Chandra's Pyrohelix hits the cat, the person that cast the Savage Surge was the first person to do the thing. Okay, because it goes on first. So it's last on, first off. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's better to respond to a spell, to go, you're doing this, so I'm going to do that, than it is to say, I just want to do this. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Better to wait and see what your enemy wants to do. It's a pretty complicated idea. I think we'll come back to this idea in future episodes. Beg your pardon. But that's our lesson for today. That's just a nice short lesson. We don't want to go too long tonight, do we?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so, right, well, that, That's all good. So let's just talk quickly about the games we've been playing. So we've been learning, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what have you learned in the last couple of games that we've had with our Cool Decks?
I've learned that one of my special cards when I was on 12 made me win.
What one was that?
And I could pick one of your cards.
Oh, that was so annoying. That was lay claim, and you were able to steal any of my cards. So
and
that's
I asked him what's your favourite one, and he pointed at his favourite one, so I took his favourite one.
She stole my favourite card, lay claim. It's a very powerful card. It steals the cards, and we don't like it when people steal our cards, but that's what you've
Drop
got on
the
deck.
Drop the cards out of your hand.
Can't cry. That's magic, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So, all right. Well, that's life. I guess that's part of it. What else did you learn in our games?
Well, I've learnt that always put a land out and always get as much monsters out as you can. And then near the end I had like 4 creatures out and I went for a really powerful one and all the numbers was about 12 and I aimed for Dad and he didn't have any creatures so, and he was about only on 6 so he died.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. You just got to attack, don't you? Got to be aggressive. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we've
what
got to...
What did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned that eternalized creatures are really strong. It's really frustrating killing your eternalized creatures and then having them just come back and come back and come back. I learned that
because
I need...
Because that's in my deck.
Yeah. I learned that I need to be more careful with my big 7/7 worm that I had. I nearly was going to kill you with it, but then I just sacrificed it, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I learned that the big worm that I've got. I think that's a really cool card. I think the deserts are quite cool. I think, you know, the cards that work with deserts are pretty sweet. They're lots of fun. Although I haven't really used them as well as I'd like, but yeah. Eternalize is probably my favorite, from the thing from the set. So speaking of the set, shall we open a pack of cards now?
Sure.
Sure, okay. Right, we're going to make this nice and quick tonight, listeners. We don't want to have a huge episode. So
okay.
Here we go, one packet of our... You going to open it?
That's the card.
The Scarab God. Yeah, you beat me with the Scarab God, didn't you? I learned that card's stupidly powerful.
That's the card.
Yeah. Do you want to open this?
Let me try to open it.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, can you just...
You want me to just start it?
No, can you please talk to them?
Okay, yeah, so, we're opening a card, pick of cards, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you really enjoy this. Don't do it with your teeth. What are you doing? I want to take you to the dentist. It's expensive.
Yeah. My mum's already... organised dentist appointment.
Yeah, well, actually that's true. You're a little kid, you get dentistry for free here, but that's not the point, you know? You gotta look after those teeth.
Come on.
Don't stop it! Yeah, I'll open it for you. Goodness gracious. Okay. Alright, here we go.
What are we gonna do? Because there's 15 cards and... Or 20, how many is it?
Hey, 15 cards. So let's have a look. So...
Can you just read them?
Okay, we have Mummy Paramount. I'll read one, you read the next. How does that sound?
Okay.
So whenever another zombie enters the battlefield under your control, Mummy Paramount gets +1/+1 until end of turn. It's a 2/2 zombie for 2. Nice card. Nice simple card.
I think I've seen that card before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Ooh, red card.
Red card, have a look.
That might be good.
Okay.
What's it?
Kindled Fury.
Kindled Fury. Instant. Target creature gets +1/+0 and gains first strike until end of turn.
Cool. Nice. Okay, I reckon this is going to be a good card for you. Prowess. So, Spellweaver Eternal. 1 and a blue. A creature. He's a zombie naga wizard. He has prowess, so whenever you cast a non-creature spell, this creature gets +1/+1 until end of turn, and he has afflict 2. So whenever this creature becomes blocked, the defending player loses 2 life. So even if they stop him, the enemy loses 2 life.
Oh.
Pretty handy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Pretty cool. And it's a blue card, perfect for your deck. Oh, now this card could go. This card could go in my deck. Okay, have a look. See if you can say this name. It's a funny name.
Oh, what on earth is this silly old? Oh, that's another one for you.
Yeah.
Frilled Sandwolf.
Almost. Sound that last bit out again.
Frilled Sandwala.
That's right, Frilled Sandwala. Okay, so how big is he? He's a...
1/1.
And he costs 1 green, he's a lizard. How much do we pay? We pay...
1 and a green.
And Frilled Sandwala gets +2/+2 until end of turn. Activate this ability only once each turn. So he can make himself into a 3/3.
Awesome.
Handy. Alright.
No, your turn.
You want me to read? It is my turn. Yeah, true. Beneath the Sands. Search your library for a basic land card. Put it onto the battlefield tapped. Then shuffle your library. And cycling for 2. That's a handy card.
Yay! Right.
Alright.
Ups. This is a card that could go on Marty.
It could go on your deck.
Naughty cat.
Naughty cat.
Grizzly Survivor. It's a 2 and a black. Boom, boom, that's 3. Creature. What's the word?
Minotaur.
Minotaur Warrior. Whenever you cycle or discard a card, Grizzly Survivor gets +2/+0 until end of turn.
So that's cool. So whenever you know cycling, throwing away a card to draw another card, whenever you do that, he gets stronger. So do you know what a Minotaur is?
That, I want that to go on my deck.
Yeah, it's a man with a cow for a head. So you want to put a Grizzly Survivor in your deck? Fear enough. You can do that if you wish. Okay, cool. So, here you go. This one. Desert of the Mindful. It's a blue land desert. Well, it's not blue, actually. It just makes blue mana. Desert of the Mindful enters the battlefield tapped. Add a blue to your mana pool and cycling for 2. So great cards. If you need deserts, you can get them or you can throw them away.
Oh, I've seen this card before.
Yeah, and it's going to go straight in my deck. Oh, I'm stoked. That's awesome. Tell me what it is.
Okitar's Avenger.
Okitra.
Okitra's Avenger. It's one and blue. No, sorry. The one and what? Creature, human warrior. I normally say Haman warrior, but now I said human. You may...
Exert.
Okitarish?
Okitra.
Okitra's Avengers as it attacks when you do...
Prevent
all... combat damage that would be dealt to it this turn.
An exerted creature won't untap during your next untap step, so it can attack normally, and it's a 3/1, so it's like the Oreskos Swiftclaw, isn't it? I like this card, except if you want, you can make it so it doesn't untap next turn, but it means that this turn it can't die in a fight. Which is quite handy.
Not really.
Oh, I'm looking forward to playing that card. Alright, Crash Through. 1 red for a sorcery. Creatures you control gain trample until end of turn. Draw a card. Very simple. Not a very good card, but still kind of a card. Okay. Yeah.
Give it to me.
Give it to you.
Oh la la.
Okay.
Coming around. Traveler's Amulet.
Amulet. Yeah.
Amulet. How many more cards are there in that?
6 cards left.
Habunga. I have 3 new there.
Okay.
That looks familiar, that face.
Does it?
Yeah.
Looks... familiar face. Oh, puss. What do you want? Hang on, the cat needs to go out. You keep talking to the people.
F. 1 Sacrificed Traveler's Amulet. What's that word?
Sacrifice
Traveler's Amulet. Search your library for a basic land card, reveal it, and put it into your hand. Then shuffle your library.
Cool. Alright, next one. Ipnu Rivulet. It's a blue desert. It says, pay one life, add blue to your mana pool, or add colourless to your mana pool for no life.
Why do you get the ones that don't say so much?
Oh, this is quite a bit. Pay one and a blue, sacrifice a desert. Target player puts the top four cards of his or her library into his or her hand. Beg your pardon. Oh, now this is a good card for you. Oh dear. Okay.
Doomfall. Two and a buck, that's what I said. Sorcery. Choose one target opponent.
Exiles
a creature he or she controls.
Mm-hmm.
Target opponent
reveals
his or her hand. You choose a non-land card from it.
Exile
that card.
So this is really cool. You can either say, hey, one of your creatures has to die and I have to choose one of my creatures and make it die. Or you can say, hey, show me your hand. And if I show you my hand, you can say, that card, you have to get rid of that card. You can make me get rid of any card except for a land.
How many cards can I make you get rid of?
Just one.
Oh.
Still pretty powerful.
I wish it was like three. Because it would be good if there was three cards left in your hand.
Yeah. Alright, okay. Obelisk Spider. So here's a card that this isn't going to go in either of our decks, is it? Because it's green, which is my deck, and it's black, which is your deck. So it's not really going to fit in any card. So it's still a cool card to have. So it's a 1/4 spider with reach. It's a gold colour. It's a gold card.
Me.
So
I just did a blow-off.
You just did a fart?
A blow-off,
which is a fart.
It's a blow-off.
Okay, cool. So whenever Obelisk Spider deals combat damage to a creature, put a -1/-1 counter on that creature. And whenever you put one or more -1/-1 counters on a creature, each opponent loses one life and you gain one life. That's a very cool card.
Mm-hmm.
Very nifty.
Sadly, it doesn't go anywhere
by decks. Alright, we've got the rear card. Oh, it's a green one! Oh yeah! Ha ha ha! It's a green one! Do you want to read it out for the listeners?
Maybe you can.
You want me to read it out? Why don't you read it out?
No, because then I can read the other two.
There's not really much to read on the other two. Go, your turn.
Right.
Go.
No, can you read it? Because it's going to go in your deck.
So I don't care. If it's going to go in my deck, then you really need to know about what's on the card that's going to whip your butt.
Ram and Nap. Hydra.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Ram and Nap, Hydra.
It costs 4, 3 and a green.
Yeah.
Creature. Snake. Hydra!
Cool.
That's a funny name. What's that word?
Vigilance.
Vigilance, reach, trample. What's that word?
You just said it before.
What?
That's off of the card.
Oh, right, yeah. Ramianamp.
Yeah.
Hydra gets +1/+1 as long as you can. It's going to be a 4/4. As you control,
desert.
Desert.
I have got deserts.
Remnant. Hydra. Gets +1/+1 as long as there is a desert card in your graveyard.
So if I can have a desert in play and a desert in my graveyard,
you
then
can
it gets
play.
+2/+2. How big is it then?
It's a 5/5. But if you only have one, then it only comes a 4/4.
And if I don't have either, then it's only a 3/3. But it still has vigilance, so it doesn't tap to attack. It still has reach, so it can block flying creatures. And it still has trample, so if it has extra damage when a creature blocks it, it still deals it to you. So it's a very good card. So that's an excellent thing. So let's have a see. We got, what did we get for the green and white deck? We really got, I think, 2 or 3 cards, maybe. I think Aketra's Avenger and Ramunap Hydra definitely go in there. I think we want the Frilled Sandwaller. I like that. It's a nice little aggro card I think I'll put in to have against you. And, what did you get for the
I got that
blue
one.
And black deck? You got the Grizzly Survivor. The Spellweaver Eternal. Now, that's a great card for you. Yep. And
And I got that.
And the Doomfall. Yep. And we might be able to put these Blue Deserts into your deck as well. I'm not sure if they really work in there. Although, the Desert of the Mindful would be good because the Cycling will work with the Grizzly Survivor. Hey. So that'll be handy. So that's pretty good. So we each got 3 or 4 cards for our deck. And
I got 4 and you only got 3.
But if we add that, then you got 5 and I only got 3. Luckily, I got the rare, so that's pretty cool. And actually, we're not quite finished yet. There's still 2 more cards. So yeah, let's have a look. So what do we get here? We got, what's that?
I did rare. Okay. Forest. Desert Land. Forest.
Yeah, it's forest. So cool. And it's this is a full art forest, so the picture takes up the whole card. So that's cool. So that'll go in.
That's amazing. I can read soft.
And then what's... Oh, this is one for you. What is this one?
Sweet! I get 6. That looks freaky.
Sinuous Striker.
No, you can read it. So you should read it because...
Okay, I'll explain it. So what this is, you know how you have some of those cards that you can eternalize? You can bring them back from the graveyard? You know how when we bring them back from the graveyard, we have to put that little sticker on them that says Eternal?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, now, this, you know the one that's a snake girl kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, we have a token that is the snake girl when you turn her into a zombie. See, it's a 4/4.
Awesome!
So, this is wicked. So, you got a token that goes with your deck as well.
So, I can get rid of that snake and just have it.
Well, when you bring her back from the graveyard, you can bring her back as a 4/4 instead of bringing back the 2/2 and putting a sticker on it.
So, I can put the first snake in my graveyard and just put that out.
When you pay, yeah, once you've paid. So that's good. Okay, so that was a great pack of magic cards, wasn't it?
So, we didn't find what we were looking for?
No, we didn't. We did not open an invocation, unfortunately. Which would have been very nice. It would have been very nice to open an invocation, but no, that didn't happen. So, thank you, listeners, for listening in. It was very cool. We're sorry that it took so long between our last episode and this episode.
Yeah.
It was a long time, wasn't it?
Really sorry.
Yeah, we didn't mean to take so long. But life, we're very busy people, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Very busy.
An annoying cat. Silly old brother.
So many things going on.
I have a lovely mom that I have to cuddle.
That's right. That's right.
And
so many things.
And I have a dad that always wants to kiss me with a prickly face.
That's true. That is true. All of these difficult things. So, but yeah, look, thanks for listening in. We don't know when our next episode will be. We don't even know what it will be about. So it's okay. We are looking forward to the next set of magic cards with the dinosaurs and the pirates.
Isn't that next year?
That's only a couple of months away. Yeah.
Seriously. The only good news is, it's almost my birthday this Sunday.
It is your birthday this Sunday. Happy birthday to Ashlyn. Please, anybody who wants to wish Ashlyn a happy birthday, that would be really nice.
I can't hear anyone.
Well, they might want to send us a message or something.
Oh, right.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, is there anything else you want to say... at the end of the show, anything you like to kind of say at the end there?
Yeah. Wish list that.
How about just say this bit in the blue?
Okay, yeah. Before we begin.
Oh, wait, no, we're not beginning. Oops, this is my bad. How about just start from, that's not right. Yeah.
We'd like to remind you to please support mtgcast.com by making a donation.
And?
Also, if you are looking to buy magic cards, you should do it through quietspeculation.com because they support mtgcast.com. And we are very grateful for their help.
That's right. They do support us, and we are very grateful for their help. So, yeah, please help them out. Anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you have a lovely time playing some magic cards, and we'll see you in our next episode. So, bye!
Episode 7!
Coming to a shop near you!
Bye-bye!